Breitbart's Joel Polak tells Chris Cuomo, Tim Walz's biggest problem is his record in Minnesota. By Breitbart News on August 7, 2024. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak told News Nation's Chris Cuomo on Tuesday evening that Tim Walz's biggest problem as Kamala Harris's running mate is his record as governor in Minnesota. Polak spoke on a panel on The Cuomo Show. Cuomo, you guys are excited about this, too. You say these are a couple of crazy lefties. Kamala Harris showed you who she is by picking a guy who is just as left and then some. Oh, and by the way, she doesn't like Israel. That's what this pick means also. Why do you guys see advantage in this? Polak, well, conservatives believe that Donald Trump dodged a bullet. In a figurative sense, this time, because they were much more reluctant to face Josh Shapiro in the general election. Pennsylvania being an important swing state. And Josh Shapiro being young, dynamic, you saw him on stage today. As you mentioned, he upstaged the two people on the ticket. And conservatives are glad to be facing Walz. Walz has a couple of problems. One of them is the state of Minnesota. And that state is losing residents. It has other problems, like the 2020 riots, which began there. The mayor of Minneapolis blamed the governor for not preparing for the riots, for the violence, and then, of course, Kamala Harris solicited bail funds for people who were arrested during the riot. So you can expect that to come up over and over again. But Minnesota also lags behind the rest of the nation in economic growth. So there's not much that he's done for Minnesota economically, in terms of policy. And that's where I think the Trump campaign needs to focus his policy. Kamala Harris doesn't even have any policies on her website yet, more than 2 weeks into joining the race. The other problem he has, or really, it's a more telling aspect of his choice, but he's not really the future of the Democratic Party. You can say what you like about J.D. Vance, but Trump sent a signal that in picking him, the Republican Party wants to stay a populist party, a party of the working class. And Tim Walz is not going to be a future contender for president. He's not going to run at the end of 4 years or 8 years. He's made that clear, according to reporting, so we're not really getting a picture of where the Democratic Party is going. I think he was chosen to pacify various different factions in the Democratic Party. There is, of course, the Israel faction that did not want Josh Shapiro, and he doesn't offend them. He has good relations with Ilhan Omar, and the Somali community in his state. So I think that he's really more of a coalition to keep the party together. That doesn't really reach out to independent voters, who are really going to make the difference in this election. Polak has expanded on Walz's track record Minnesota in an article. Tim Walz's Minnesota, lower growth, higher crime, more migrants, trans surgery for kids.